Hello, everyone, and welcome to day number two of Lent. Happy day number two.
February 18th.
It's good to see you. Mm-hmm. For all those people who are new in the group, welcome. We are going to continue on offering our thoughts on St. Alphonsus's reflections. We have some housekeeping rules.
So there was a few of you who were asking for like a printable version of these readings. Ken just put it together. There is a link to a Dropbox document that you are welcome to open and print.
Yeah.
So you'll find that if you're on YouTube, you'll find that in the description. If you are in the Facebook group, you'll find that in the post.
So many pages. It'll be your Lenten reading. So let's reflect on today. Janelle, what's it up to?
Okay, well, there's quite a few different things. Just thinking about the moment of death. And like if one is not prepared or has not done penance or made reparation in their lifetime, the terror that a person would experience. And I just think, you know, I've heard some stories of people on their deathbed, you know, having extreme fear. And then other people who've had tremendously beautiful, peaceful deaths. And it reminds me of, you know, when we pray the glorious mysteries, the Assumption of Mary, and we pray for a happy death.
Yeah.
And I just pray like that Our Lady's at my side when I die. She will be my advocate. You know, nowadays, like how many people are kind of sedated when they die? Do you think that they would maybe be not given that opportunity?
What a great question.
Anyhow, just something to think about.
Does that rob us of the grace of contrition at the moment of death if we're all drugged up?
I don't know.
I don't know. This is just us our rambling. Sorry to offend anyone, but that's an important question. The last moment of our life is a pretty important moment. Right. It's that time when we step from here into eternity where we are judged by God. We want that to be a grace-filled moment.
Right. And perhaps like medication is a form of God's mercy too, you know, so.
We digress.
Okay, carry on. Oh, another line that stood out to me, like, why do I not leave all to attend only to our sanctification and to the securing of our eternal salvation? Why do I busy myself with all kinds of details in life when really I should just focus, there's only one thing that matters. Mm. Am I going to get to heaven? That's what it comes down to. Okay, that's pretty much all I want to share.
For myself, how shall a dying man who has spent his life in sin be able in the midst of the pains to repent sincerely of all his past iniquities? It stood out to me because if we really want to have contrition at the last moment of our life, why would we think that we would be given it if we're not seeking that now? If we want to have a happy death, then let's seek to be in friendship with God now and seek that contrition, that which is a gift. We can't manufacture sorrow for sin. That is a gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
And how should he not tremble who has offended God by many mortal sins and yet has done no penance for them? And here we are back to the temporary punishment due to sin. In my life, I have strayed from God in my past in serious ways in mortal sin. Have I done just satisfaction for those sins? I don't know. Like, how do you measure that? So I'm offering my fasting as well throughout Lent to make satisfaction, to do penance for the mortal sins of my past. Now, some might say, well, that's unnecessary. Well, how do you know exactly how much? Let's say how much. If we are going to err, let's err on the side of generosity with God. I think that's a better error than saying, oh, I'm pretty sure I'm okay.
Yeah, right.
Because if we err on the side of generosity with God with offering sacrifices and prayers and fasting, is God going to look at that and think, well, what is he doing? Wasting his time on all that fasting? Mm-mm. No, he's going to take that. It disposes us to a greater degree of intimacy with God, regardless of if our past sins have been justly satisfied because of our penances. Let us consider each act of self-denial as a work that prepares us for paradise. This thought will sweeten all our pains and toils. Mortified Christians enjoy peace and content in this life as well as the next. Am I a mortified Christian? This is a question I need to ask myself. And this passage here brings great consolation to me because every little sacrifice that is unseen that we do in the day has an eternal reward.
Mm-hmm.
It prepares us. It welcomes heaven now to a certain degree and prepares us for the fullness of that in the next.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, he that loves God cannot live without giving continuous proof of his affections. How do we show that we love God? Well, one way, St. Alphonsus is saying, is through mortification, through our little sacrifices. Love proves itself through sacrifice. And this is what God has done for us. He sacrificed for us. And so we have the privilege of doing that for him in our Lenten observances.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like even just in our daily lives, there's definitely no shortage in opportunity to sacrifice.
Yeah, you might be married to one. I wonder if you are.
Just doing daily duties joyfully is a good sacrifice.
But this is marriage, too. About the relationship between husband and wife. It's not always smooth, right? And this is where sanctity is found in the home. Mm-hmm. When I'll stop before I get in trouble. If you want to pray along that rosary with us, it's going to be linked right up there. Last thing, anything?
No, just continue in your prayer and fasting. This is a beautiful time.
Yeah. Oh, please invite people to this group.
Yes.
We'd love to have them and share this video. If you've been blessed, we will see you tomorrow. God bless you.